This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
After the hour on the DJV Experience, coming up in this half hour, South Korea is increasing its reward for those who are in the north and want to come south. I wonder if we would do that in our country. How could we think the people in Alabama would like to have people from New York come down and give them a reward? What do you think? Would you go to Victoria? Would you go to Alabama if they offered you a reward?
I have been to Alabama several times. My ex-boyfriend is from Alabama.
I mean, go there and stay there.
Forever? No.
Yeah. No.
Alabama and I didn't really get along well, and it all started with Cracker Barrel when I asked for egg whites, and it totally, like, brain-locked the kitchen, and my meal came out 25 minutes
Northerners,
after.
Please.
I know. I mean, I asked for Splenda. That didn't work out. I had egg whites. Right. They came out dripping in butter.
Damn,
I know they felt...
Eggies.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. That takes care of that. All right, so Jennifer... If somebody offered you, let's see, where would be a good place? Jennifer and Minnesota. How about if you were offered a reward?
I don't know how I would do in Minnesota, actually.
I thought
it's
you had relatives
cold.
There.
I don't. I have in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
In Illinois,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Wisconsin, Illinois, I would do because I have relatives. That would be fun. I'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what about you, Kara? Somebody gave you a bounty to come live in Puerto Rico. Would you go there?
Yeah, I might do it. I don't know if I'd stay forever. Do we have to stay forever?
Well, I haven't,
or just
I'm
like
not
for
sure
a couple years?
What the rules are. Let's see what the rules are if you're going to be in South Korea from North Korea. They are increasing the maximum reward for North Korean defectors to $860,000.
Wow.
So if you can get across the border from North Korea to South Korea, the government will pay you $860,000. This is the assessment they give to defectors who come down. You know, they have job training, they have subsidies, but you know, obviously, they want to get some of the North Korean high-ranking officials, citizens, and that sort of thing to come down.
And you probably give some intel, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure that's
right.
A huge part
right.
of it.
So, if you're a North Korean defector, how likely is it that you're going to die? You know, is that...
As you try to defect, you mean?
Yes.
If you can make it to South Korea,
you get
probably
across
okay,
the border, you'd be
right.
All right, yeah.
But getting there is probably a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth $860,000?
Well, they want you... If you're, for example, in the North Korean military, and you can fly one of the jets down to North Korea, I mean, down to South Korea and stay there, I think you'd be very happy to have you. And if you bring a machine gun... Or some kind of artillery across the border, you get $43,000 for that. This is four times higher than what has been the case. But they'll, you know, this is dangerous. This is dangerous stuff. No
but is the larger, that. Is the bigger picture because South Korea has become increasingly concerned about North Korea? So this is why they have this incentive. They want
Intel?
To get as much, as many secrets as possible.
Could be, but there are those who are very eager to get away from Kim Jong-un.
Of course,
Can you blame them?
Including his own family.
Let's move out of town as fast
right.
as we can. Yeah. All right, so the Marines are dealing with something that is distasteful this weekend. There are photos of female Marines that are floating around. And as near as I can tell by looking at this, they aren't being used with permission of the female Marines. And there's this Facebook page called Marines United, membership of active duty and some of the retired men who have been in the Marines. And for whatever the reason, what is not clear to me is how they procured these female photographs, the nude photos. And so the ones who are being investigated have not come forward with how they got their photos. But this is back to the boys will be boys and the girls will be girls, and do they belong together? Those people who don't like women in the military say, see, here's another example of why they shouldn't be there. And I got, but I just, I mean, whether you're in the Marines or not, Jennifer, does anybody get naked photos of you?
I don't think so, no. Thanks for asking.
Well, Victoria, has anybody got your nude photos of you?
Uh-oh. Silence. Well, I don't think so, but
Tara, you're next.
Maybe an ex-boyfriend
ahead,
might have something. I don't know.
Ex-boyfriend has nude pictures
maybe.
Of Victoria.
No, I don't.
Maybe Lewis has some on his phone. I don't know.
Let's ask him. No, I don't think I've ever sent any out, but that's the gross thing to me is if you sent them, because I don't know how they got them, and I guess that's what they're trying to figure out.
Right.
But if some of these came about because they were in a relationship with a female Marine and then they showed them around to other guys, that's just disgusting to me. Like,
right. If
you send that to someone in a relationship and they're supposed to, you trust them enough to send them that and then they share it with other people, that's just, that's so disgusting to me.
Well, that's the thing, you know, a lot of people...
So private.
I mean, that is kind of a term of a breakup these days, is like, okay, so now you have to make sure that you delete, you know, any of the nudie pics that you might have.
Explain that a little more thoroughly. Terms of breaking up include you must...
Who gets custody of the
of the picture, right?
So how would you ever make sure, however, that he or she would do that? Because it's for women as well. Jennifer, did you ever take nude pictures of a guy?
No.
Uh-huh. You, Victoria?
No, not that I can remember.
Men are not that pretty to take pictures of.
Yeah.
Kara?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So there's nothing that is endangering for either or all of you. I don't know why somebody would do that. I find it it's actually disgusting to hear women tell stories about guys posting their junk online.
Men do it all the time, though.
Ah, so gross.
But in terms of, like, in a relationship, if there are pictures that are sent or whatever, and especially in the military, if you're, you know, long distance, if you're in a long distance relationship or whatever.
Gotta be a thing, yeah.
So, but that, yes,
why?
That is...
To prove it still works? What is the point of that?
No, because you're
sexting.
I was in Amsterdam that day. So would it be the same, though, turning it around, the photos of male nakedness in the Marines, if women had them and they were sharing them with women, is that likely to cause the same kind of stir?
No, I feel like it won't, because typically, if there are ever nude pictures of a guy, like, we can use some celebrities as examples. Justin Bieber got caught naked in a hot tub by some paparazzi.
Gross.
Justin Bieber surprised the world, and he was packing. And, like, Orlando Bloom on the stand-up paddleboard, right, on vacation with Katy Perry, he got caught in the nude, too.
Yep.
It never seems to affect men in a negative way, unless...
Tom Brady had nude pictures last year of him.
Right.
And
right.
On suspension.
It just doesn't seem
to... I think
to...
I remember saying I look better than him in the Nate.
Right.
Yes.
And you all laugh. Like, how do you know?
Just like now.
Right. But for women, it, you know, and celebrities end up in court a lot about stuff like this. You know, who releases a sex tape? You know, the Kim Kardashian thing that put her on the map, that introduced the world to the Kardashians, was over a sex tape. And so her ex-boyfriend, who was Brandy's brother, Ray J, he released the tape. And, you know, it's communal property because they were both willing participants in it. But, you know, she, I think, tried to sue to block it or whatever. And that happens all the time now. I mean, that's just...
My son and I
really
were talking...
Careful.
Yesterday, after we left brunch, the two of us were walking back to the car, and we were talking about Arnold and the fact that he's getting out of The Apprentice because he says there's too much baggage, people aren't watching it, whatever the reason is, whether they keep it going or not. And then he got off because he has connections. He's about, actually looks like, to be the host of a television program on MTV. And so I was quizzing him about some of the other things that he hears as they're putting a lot of the stuff together, because it's a small community. And one of the things that comes up in any meeting that you have with anybody anywhere when it comes to pointing at success is Ryan Seacrest figuring out that Kardashians were gold and how that all came to be. out of his creative mind, or just knowing who they were and saying, wait a minute, there's something here.
Well, it was Kris Jenner. It was the mother who was the typical momager, which is sort of what she's been accused of being, and she went to Ryan and said, my family is amazing, and this is television gold.
Can you help us?
Right. I guess he watched some of it and thought that it was, and, you know, both of them were right. For better or worse, you know, millions and millions of people around the world. I mean, that's a global show.
You know, Victoria's got the Kimojis to prove it.
I have Kimojis. But they are fun.
It really tells you also a very interesting. With me, Ryan Seacrest was a kid at 22 who got to Los Angeles with stars in his eyes and determination to become something, and he worked at it and made it happen. And so now, as you look back, he's been in L.A. for 20 years. And what he's done with himself, and here he is now at a relatively young age, 42, 43, something like that. He's trying to figure out what to do with himself because he had all of these successes, and they all worked well, and many of them are still like a pot of gold, but he can't figure out what to do with himself. You know, he wants to be on that show with Kelly Ripa, and there are a lot of people who think he'd be a good addition to it. Yeah, he does.
Hmm.
Yeah, he wants that job.
I don't see them together.
I don't either.
I don't see that. Yeah.
I think he needs his own thing because he's but can he do
he's
what...
He's more of a host, though. He's not the guy to be vulnerable and be like, oh, I did this, I did that, I'm dating this person.
Never. Yeah.
You know?
He's very buttoned up.
Yeah.
For a lot of rumored reasons.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, whether it is or it isn't that way.
Right.
But you see people who come along and they get a certain identity. Like Arnold's a pretty good example of that, too. And how he was a movie star. And he's a bona fide star. He's an actor, but he's a bona fide star. As are some of the others who come from that ilk. Stallone and now The Rock. I think you can say
absolutely.
That he is a bona fide star. Ryan may not be, but he may have the makings of it depending on, Johnny Carson was somebody who could do the things that Ryan couldn't. But could Johnny Carson be as glib as a host at just making things happen together? He did do that, because that's how he got started with To Tell the Truth. So, no, it was Who Do You Trust? So there's a whole different, there are different talents involved in all of that stuff. And so I think that it's interesting to see how these people are maturing and progressing. Arnold from acting in movies to trying to do a television show. And I was
bummed when I heard that I loved him on The Apprentice. I really hope that they come up with something else for him, because I think he really proved, if nothing else, he proved his likability is off the charts.
Yeah.
And I think and his personality lends itself really well to television, which we've never really seen him do. So I really hope, just as a new fan of Arnold, I hope that they come up with something else for him.
You kind of get to see who he was.
I really like who he really is.
Yeah, he's a likable guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just ask his maid.
Yeah. Right.
Jennifer. Yeah, or his son.
Right.
How many children did... he has three with Maria Shriver, I think, right?
I don't know how many.
Well, he's pretty active, I think, with the maid's son.
Yeah, it seems to be. They go a lot of places together.
I mean, he did the right thing.
And they seem to fold it in with the other kids in the family as well, which is kind of an interesting tribute to... how to make it all work, especially under the circumstances.
That has to be hard.
Yeah. 20 minutes past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
Thank you. non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I think I'm listening to a country act here.
No.
Really?
I know.
This sounds country to you?
Not at all.
Kind of. Yeah, it does sound kind of countryish to me. This is Depeche Mode. This is the song called Personal Jesus, right? Crank this up for a second. I don't know this song. Be something we could play in the background when I do my review of seeing the movie The Shack over the weekend, and I'm not talking about Shaquille O'Neal. That's not the movie. So, Depeche Mode planning a North American Global Spirit Tour later this year. They're going to have a new leg of arena and amphitheater dates starting in Salt Lake City, where I'll be this afternoon. Before then, though, they're going to be offering a taste of what the tour holds. With a performance, I guess they've been on with Jimmy Fallon a couple of times, have they not? The tickets go on sale this week for their tour, which will start in our country and then go to Canada. They're asking fans interested in pre-sale tickets to register on their website. I tried that with the Moody Blues. Forget it. It won't work any better with them. What I find interesting here is they're tying this to the release of their first album in 4 years called Spirit, and the same idea here that sort of gets in and out of the thread of our conversation on this program, spiritual matters. The frontman's a guy named Dave Gahan. It says, quote, because I don't listen to music in a political way, it's definitely about humanity and our place in that. So that's good. Is this like U2 sort of stuff? Or is it more direct?
More electronic. More electronic. I mean, I've been a big fan of Depeche Mode forever, and I just saw them live a year and a half ago, and they were so good. They blew away all of my expectations. They're such a good live band to see, and his voice has not changed in 20 years. So definitely, we're definitely getting tickets for this next tour. And I would encourage anyone who likes them to go and see them because they're just great. But they're actually one of those acts that's pretty good about making sure their fans get tickets first before scalpers. I mean, they're one of those acts that have always been trying to maintain a lower ticket price for all their fans. So I think that this tour won't be any different from that.
All right. Just gave me an idea. I have connected to the lead singer of the Moody Blues, Justin Hayward. I think I'll send him
name
an email
dropper.
And tell him what happened. Yeah, but I think I should tell him what happened.
You know him, actually.
Yeah, I think I will do that.
But you know him, and yet you couldn't get tickets?
I paid for the tickets. Yeah, I paid for the tickets. He'll tell me that he'd give me tickets, but he wouldn't give me four, and I bought four, so I wouldn't ask him for four.
Right, but you could at least buy, you know, for face value.
Yeah, I should be able to
through
do that.
Him.
Right, yeah.
And you'd probably get better seats.
Yeah, right. Okay, the passing of Tommy Page, singer, songwriter, music executive, died this past Friday of apparent suicide. He's only 46 years old. You gotta wonder sometimes what sends people over the edge. Why?
This is sad, yeah.
Yeah.
Very sad. So young still.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all over the trades to me, too. 28 minutes after the hour here with the DJV Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, puppies have their behavior problems, and older dogs have theirs. For older dogs, in many cases, it is not that they do not understand the rules, but they may, for many reasons, be unable to follow them. Older dogs may have a decreased ability to cope with changes in routine. Vision or hearing loss may make them more anxious overall, but especially when they're separated from their guardian. Neurological changes may also limit an older dog's ability to adjust to change. Associate your departure with something good. Break up the dog's day. Use a team approach. Anti-anxiety medications may be recommended by your veterinarian in conjunction with good, solid behavior work. You know, it's not unusual for dogs that have been great all their lives to change as they get a little bit older. But don't get angry at them. Look at life from their point of view. Does everything around them sound different? Does everything around them smell different? Does everything around them hear different? Give them that little bit of effort and they will be fine for a long time to come. Older dogs do have some certain challenges, but if you're their friend, you'll get them through it. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The connectedness that we have together is something that I am so pleased with, proud to bring you Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen in the conversation every day, because there are these times when many of us feel disconnected from the world, from other Americans, from people in our family. And I think sometimes what we do doesn't feel like there's any consequence attached to it. We kind of exist in a vacuum. But then there are simple things that happen, decisions that you make, and then you feel like, or at least I think I feel like I relate to the world a little bit better. People laugh when I say that you talk to millions of people every week. What are you talking about? But I don't know that I always feel like I'm usually just talking to one person when I'm having a conversation, or at least the three of you, and then maybe there's a fourth one out there that I think is part of the conversation, and I don't give, it's not credence, because I know they're there, because we have all the information that tells us who's listening and where they're listening and how many stations there are and all that good stuff. But it still is, there's an environment that I think we create among ourselves, excuse me, that is so incredibly significant and different. And there's a profundity. We're not saving the world. We're not finding a cure for cancer. But we are bringing sort of this invisible connection between the people who listen. If you follow what I post on Facebook, you'll see a lot of animals in there, a lot of concern about the environment that we live in. I just posted a couple of things. I was careful this weekend, though. I didn't go overboard, Victoria, because you last time said when I went to post some things that I went crazy and people were reacting in a strange way to it. So I just put a couple of things there that I saw that were important. And then I feel like I've personally done something for the realm, if you will, for our existence. And maybe people think, well, you know, on the air every day you have these things that you talk about with the people who are here, try to create and relate, that kind of stuff. And so with that, I look at this poll which suggests that we are all at odds with each other, or at least 7 out of 10 of us are, according to the Center for Public Affairs. We're not sure what we are anymore. We're not sure. 7 in 10 Americans who were in this poll suggested that America's not whole. We're losing our identity. And there is something to that. I find it frustrating to approach things in a way that isn't offensive to those who keep saying this is a Judeo-Christian country. It is not. If it was, it isn't anymore. And you can say that's frustrating, and you got guys who, you know, yell at other people and say, get out of my country and shoot them. And then you wonder, where are these people? What planet is this idiot from?
We're turning on each other. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing that has always been, Karl Marx said that we will destroy ourselves from within. Nobody's going to have to come from outside. We'll destroy ourselves from within. And so we have these singular approaches to things, and they're very simplistic, and they're really not very intelligent when you think about it, because we've never really been that way. We've been very complicated since our beginnings, and we stay complicated. It's one of the intrigues to being here, I think. And so we have to make sure that we don't mess it up. And I don't know what the formula is for not messing it up, frankly, other than what I can do on my own and what I can hope that Jennifer will do on her own and Victoria will do on her own and Kara will do on her own. And when you see something or hear, what's that silly thing at the airport?
See something,
when you
say something, say something. Right.
You know, and that's nonsense, too. But I am going to tell you the story of a movie that I saw this weekend, which I don't know that I had planned to see it, but there was something that drew me to it. I knew that it was a Christian movie, and there have been a number of these. The last couple, 3 or 4 years, have been a half a dozen. Kevin Sorbo has been in a lot of them. And they're kind of preachy, and they weren't of much interest to me. But I didn't know what to expect, because Sam Worthington is the star, and I heard that Octavia Spencer was in it. So I, with that in mind, I decided to give a couple of hours to it on Friday night, because I didn't have anything else to do anyway. So I went to the movie, and I was really annoyed when it got started, because I, you know, I knew what I was getting into, kind of, and then it became very preachy and all about the church, just stuff that I didn't, you know, people go to it, you go to movies and see what you want and enjoy it. I'm not saying that the movie ought not to have been made, but then about maybe halfway into it, the story, we're not going to do a spoiler alert, because I'm going to tell you that you ought to see the movie, even though the first part of it is clumsy and awkward and poorly acted and just banal. There's a message that comes through about 40, 45, 50 minutes before the movie is over, basically when Octavia Spencer comes into the picture. And I will tell you, she plays God. I'll give you that much of a spoiler.
Oh, Morgan Freeman he wasn't available?
No, Morgan wasn't available. No. And there's a fellow who's a, I don't know what his nationality is, a Middle Easterner, obviously, plays the part of what you know is Jesus. And then there's another character in there. So I don't want to give the movie away.
I didn't realize it was that literal, that there's a Jesus character and a God character.
Yeah, but he's not named Jesus, but that's who it is.
Okay.
But the movie itself, as you get to the end, and anybody who knows me knows why I like it, there's a message here which speaks to this poll that we're talking about the country losing its identity and also losing a sense of spirituality. It doesn't have anything to do with religion. It has to do with where we all come from, what we amount to, what we do with our lives, and how we treat other people. I had said earlier this morning, for those of you who may not have been listening, I was pretty upset in a line at a store this weekend buying something, and I got behind a couple of parents who were arguing about a toy or some. It was a, a figure. It was something stupid, and they're arguing with each other about it. And their children are with them, and the children become part of the argument. And it was so disgusting. I just left. I left my stuff. I didn't want to listen to it. I thought to myself, what in the world are these people? Have we so spoiled ourselves that we all have to have our own way all the time, no matter what? Do we not have any consideration for others? And that's what the movie is about, in part. Giving consideration to others, giving the spiritual connection that I think we all have. I guess maybe what it amounts to is that there's a greater good to all of us if we find it. And Sam Worthington's character hasn't found it, but does find it. And it's through a tragedy that he finds it. Those of you who've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. And the only, it's unusual for me to recommend a movie like this, and I wouldn't have recommended it. As a matter of fact, I almost walked out about halfway through it. And then I began to get the drift of where it was going, and I will tell you the message is so fabulous as you get to the end that it is worth, as I said, those who might not at the beginning think this was, you know, this is another preachy, sort of heavy-handed Christian movie, which, by the way, is produced by a bunch of Chinese guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The best kind, right?
Oh, my. Isn't that really amazing how many Chinese are getting involved in all of this stuff? It really is. It's pretty amazing. So
I saw there's a promotional clip traveling around TV over the weekend. I saw with Octavia Spencer talking about the message of the movie, the really moving people, and that was what attracted her to the script.
Right.
And everything.
I think that's why she did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Worthington is apparently, I don't get that he's an actor, much of an actor. I don't think he.
I don't
knows
think I've
to.
Ever seen him in anything, but I feel he like he looks familiar.
He was in Tombstone, wasn't he?
He was in Tombstone. He was in.
He was in Avatar. He was
Avatar.
In the Clash of
Avatar.
The Titan movies.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of movies
Avatar,
that don't require acting, just showing up. And so, in this circumstance, he was not. I don't think he did.
He was miscast, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah, and he couldn't decide whether he was Australian or American because you heard.
Oh,
the
I don't like
Australian
that. Accents get me. Yeah.
So anyway, for my 2 cents worth, if anything I have to say is worth anything, go see The Shack and pay attention to the end of it. I did see Table 19, which is an outrageous waste of time. My God, what a ridiculous.
Oh, the Anna Kendrick wedding movie, right?
The Anna Kendrick and what's-her-face from Friends, who is likable most of the time.
Oh,
but in
Lisa
this movie,
Kudrow?
Lisa Kudrow, yeah. Not like there's nobody in this movie, including Anna Kendrick, who's likable. There is not one thing about this movie that has any redeeming quality. Not anything.
I like Stephen Merchant, the nerdy British guy with the glasses. Isn't he in that?
Yeah, he's
at the
in
table.
It, the
he
real
plays
tall,
a
skinny one.
Stupid role.
Now, are you still seeing these films on double feature days unofficially?
Actually, yeah, I paid for both. I was in the theater and I stayed in the theater, but I actually paid for the second one.
Good for you.
Even though I could have walked across the hall and didn't. I don't know. You've been getting to my guilt quotient. I guess.
Well, it's also harder now that you have to do assigned seating, which is a little rough.
Well, in this circumstance, there were about 3 people watching that movie, and that's about all it was worth. There's nothing else around. I do want to see I'm Not Your Negro. I have not seen that yet. That's playing around town.
I've never heard of that. Who's in that?
It's a sort of documentary of what has happened
it
in our country.
It is a documentary, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And it looks to me like it would be an important flick.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, now, speaking of important, we better get Biff and Biff in here to take care of the sports news. Jennifer, do you want to bring us up to date on Tim Tebow, who apparently is going to make it in a game that will be played this Wednesday? There are a lot of people who have thought one way or another about him. He couldn't make it in football, so he's trying in the baseball world, and he was not up to the major leagues yet, but has he been moved up? To get out of
yeah,
this?
Actually, Tim Tebow, and there's a couple of stories. Tim Tebow also made an announcement over the weekend that he wants to adopt kids from, like, every continent or something.
Really?
But this story, in particular to sports, he's going to make his Grapefruit League debut with the New York Mets on Wednesday. They'll play the Boston Red Sox in Port St. Lucie, Florida. He'll also be on the Major League Club roster for a Friday game against the Houston Astros, so potential for him to play again. A source with the Mets has confirmed that Tim Tebow will be with the Major League Club both games, but is not expected to start in either of them. So he'll probably get a chance a little later on. Which
well,
is,
he's popular.
You know what? It's a good thing. And by the way, for the Mets who want to sell merchandise, letting Tim Tebow try out or try to get a little better is not a terrible idea.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So that's good. Good for him. So now let's go to New York and Biff Keelan, who's following the New York Knicks. They had an announcement yesterday, and so there was probably a lot of booing going on after this announcement. Yes or no?
You know, it's mixed reviews, I think. The New York Knicks announced right before their game yesterday against the Golden State Warriors that for the first half of the game, there would be no entertainment. There's no music. There's no there were no dancing bears, no T-shirt cannon guns, I mean, nothing. And they really wanted to just, I think, experiment with letting people experience the game. You could hear the players talking a lot more. We watched some of the game, and it was kind of a weird, surreal experience seeing, you know, you're used to all the big flash and the music and the kiss cam and all that other stuff, and they took it all away for the first half. So I think some players liked it, and some fans liked it, others didn't, and I think some of the celebrities who were there, you know, the usuals, Spike Lee was there, Steve Buscemi, big Knicks fans, Leslie Jones and Michael Che from SNL were also there in the audience, and so I don't know, I mean, if you were there in the room, I wonder what that really was like, but it's a definite new experience for the NBA.
Let's charge into a focus on your beating heart. Shall I sing this or not? Shall I sing the commercial?
Where's Miles?
Why are you asking? You already know the answer to that.
Your beating heart.
Don't we have that button ready to go, Kara? There he is. So cute.
All right, so let's go back in history to our relationship with our heart. When was the first time? This is actually sort of probing and penetrating. Jennifer, how old were you when you first realized you had a heart? And knew what the heart was for.
When I first realized I had a heart?
I don't mean it to be facetious. I'm talking about when you were a kid, learning how your body worked. Yeah?
I don't know. I mean, I think you're taught pretty young, like in science classes early on. A heart's one of those basic organs that they teach you about. So I would say
so it wasn't until you got to school that you probably knew.
Probably. I mean, I don't really know if my parents taught me. I don't remember that.
Victoria, what about you?
Sometimes Lewis will say that he hasn't discovered my heart yet, so. But, no, I don't remember. I would guess it's probably kindergarten, maybe, or first grade, and you start learning about basic stuff with the body.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking back through history as to what people learned about the heart before we really knew much about medicine, and when it was first called the heart, that kind of stuff. That's a really very descriptive word, isn't it? Heart. Think about it, and what the symbol for a heart, and what it means. And so, to take good care of your heart and your circulatory system, I have, over the last 3 years, spent a lot of time talking to you about Beats and Super Beats, and how really wonderful the connection is, the antioxidant value, anti-inflammatory value, the detoxification value, the anti-cancer value, getting the blood through the system to pump you up value. It's all there. And then some. Your heart is healthy, therefore you are healthy. Keep your heart healthy and your blood pressure where it needs to be by making the move to Superbeats. Simple message. If you want to be with the rest of us, we take Superbeats every day. It's a non-GMO product, all natural. Go to DougLikesBeats.com. Explore for yourself there what you can do with it and how you can buy it. DougLikesBeats.com. You will not be sorry. This is a great way to stay healthy. DougLikesBeats.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The off chance that somebody doesn't know who William Daniels is, I find that hard to believe, but if you don't know, Mr. Daniels is a character actor, and his roles go back to the beginning of medical television. Like, he was in St. Elsewhere, and he was in Knight Rider, and he was in Boy Meets Girl, and he has a string of stories to tell about all of the things that he's done in his life, and I'm happy to have him and his wife, Bonnie Bartlett, here to talk about his new book, There I Go Again, How I Came to Be Mr. Feeney, John Adams, Dr. Craig, Kit, and so many others. When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up, Mr. Daniels?
What did I want to be? Well, I was already performing when I was very young. I had a mother who was what they called a stage mother, and she read all the papers and took me on auditions and things like that. So I started very young with my sister Jacqueline, and we were a team, and we were a song and dance team, and we did radio, and then when television came in, we did television, and that's the way it all started. And pretty soon I was going into, I went into the theater business and was an actor. And that was In Life with Father on Broadway. And it's been pretty good ever since.
Pretty good. I would say you've done fabulously well. You have such a dapper, sort of natty appearance. Both of you were on St. Elsewhere together. I know that. How long have you been married, the two of you?
About 66 years.
66 years. So did you meet, were you married when you were on St. Elsewhere, or did you get married?
Oh, yeah.
Because was not 60. You were married before that.
No. We met in 1951.
Where? Where'd you go to school?
Northwestern. Northwestern University. Mm-hmm.
All right. So were you interested in theater and those arts, Ms. Bartlett, or was it just that you saw...
I was about five.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was in a little town in Illinois, but my father had been an actor, and so I lived with an actor all my life.
Mm-hmm. And do you have children that are actors as well?
No, we have children who have done some acting, but that has been... We have a grandson who's doing a lot of acting right now, but he really wants to make money and is very good with computers, so he'll probably go there. And then most of our grandchildren sing very well. They're all singers, but one wants to be a doctor. They want to do different things, you know?
You said something that's very interesting. Someone who, or both of you, are working actors. Mr. Daniels, you have had so many different parts, and the familiarity that people have with you is legion, whether it's something silly like the voice, and I'm not saying that the job was silly, but to be known as the voice of Kit when you have all these other credentials. People tend to think that actors, when they become well-known and famous, make lots and lots of money. You've worked hard for your status, have you not?
Well, yes, that's true. That's true. And sometimes there was no money at all. Actors are either working, or if they're not in a play or a picture or a television show, they're unemployed. So there's a lot of lean times involved in a person's career. I've been kind of fortunate, and I would say lucky, to have worked as much as I have, but I have dear friends who haven't fared that well, and they have to be very brave to stick it out in this business because it's very competitive.
All right, tell me the one thing, if people read this book, that they're going to find out about you, they'll be very surprised to know.
I think that I come from Brooklyn, New York, in a rather poor section of Brooklyn, as a matter of fact, an area called East New York. And people think I come from New England or someplace.
Yes, right.
And I think when I got involved with Life with Father, which was a play on Broadway, as an assistant stage manager, and I just kind of picked up the accent that they were using in the play because I went into the play finally and was in it for several years, I picked up this New England kind of accent, and the Brooklyn accent, if I had one, I don't recall if I did or not, went out the window.
But his father definitely always had a very Brooklyn accent.
Yeah.
Well, there are fabulous stories in this book. It's called There I Go Again, How I Came to Be Mr. Feeney, John Adams, Dr. Craig, Kit, and many others, William Daniels, and Bonnie Bartlett here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.